Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yes, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit? Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. All right, this is going to be a very interesting episode here in relates to collection accounts or chargebacks coming back on your credit report after it has been deleted by you or a credit repair service that has helped you, overall something that was deleted from your credit report and it came back. Okay. On the Sturgis Credit Repair Facebook page, which is Sturgis Credit Repair's main social media platform here, Facebook. If you go over to Sturgis Credit Repair Facebook page, about 2 or 3 days ago, we posted something in relation to this. You know, this is a customer of ours, credit repair results here. A few months ago, they had an account removed, and now as of this month, it came back. But there's one thing different, and we're going to teach y'all what this means, okay? So this is a long post here. If y'all are watching this or listening to this on the YouTube version, opposed to the Spotify version, I am going to try and add like a screenshot of the post here so y'all can kind of read along. If y'all are listening to Spotify, like 99% of our listeners, then just tag along here, okay? So check this out. Like I said, a few months ago, this client has had a collection account. It was deleted from their credit report, okay? And now it came back. So we're gonna read into detail and see what exactly happened, okay? Let's see. This debt collection account was reported from 2023. We were able to get this account removed from our client's credit report earlier this year, but now it's back. Most consumers who see this would be annoyed and eventually give up without understanding how or why this happened. A debt collector makes a living by collecting debts, okay? One way they can force you to pay a debt is by damaging your credit report. That is true. Although it is highly unlikely they'll verify or prove the debt details, reason why it's deleted, they'll still find ways to force you to pay so they can make their percentage on whatever they can talk you into paying, okay? When their account is deleted or blocked from reporting, you no longer take them seriously. and therefore, or their annoying phone calls usually don't work either. So what this means is, if something is deleted from your credit report and the debt collector still calls you and they're trying to, you know, collect the debt, you don't care about that because it's not affecting your credit scores, okay? Therefore, the next way to hurt you is by finding a way to report to your credit reports again. So if it's back in your credit report, you're going to get mad. You're going to be like, oh, you know, screw credit repair. I'm just going to give up. I just pay these people. That's what they want you to do. Okay. This happens. Or let me back up. Since their initial reporting was deleted or blocked by the credit bureaus, okay, you have to understand that a duplicate account cannot be reported to the credit bureaus. Okay. If something's been deleted, they can't just put it right back on there without, you know, doing something different or having a different reason why it should be reported. Okay. So usually what they do is they add the account back, but it's reporting differently. And like I said, if you're listening to the YouTube version, I'm going to try and show these screenshots here. The first account was reported as account number 67XXX, you know, or all X's or whatever. Okay. Now it's reported as D, as in dog, 67772, you know, blocked off numbers. Okay. So what this is, or what this means, they reported the account differently by one account number, making the credit bureaus think it's a new account, right? So now that this account is back on this consumer's credit report, what happens? It stressed them out. They get mad. They celebrate it. Now it's back and they feel defeated, right? Now they're going to want to pay. And guess what? That's how they get you. So the best way to handle this is to dispute it again, prove to the credit bureaus the same exact account that they found unverified or had some type of errors on it, and prove to them that this is linked to the same account that they just removed a few months ago. And normally this account will fall back off your credit report. Now, another tactic that a debt collection company may use is sell it to one of their partner companies as a new company that's reporting it as a new account. And then usually if you pay then they'll just split the commissions and, you know, go on to the next consumer. So guys, look, if you worked hard to get something removed and it comes back on your credit report, that does not mean your method didn't work. That just means you have to prove that it's a duplicate account and get it removed from your credit report again. If you guys have any questions in relates to a collection account or a charge-off account getting back added to your credit reports after you've had it removed, reach out to us at Sturgis Credit Repair. You can contact us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com or give us a call Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 6 p.m. Central Time, 225-243-9700. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.